undeniable proof that the Girl Scouts of America are up to no good. First, the cookies only come out once a year. Here's an idea. Make the best, most addictive cookies in the world, then release them for a limited time every year. Just enough time to remind us how much we love them, and then snatch them away. Second, the propaganda-ish commercials. It is not enough that they come to your house and pop up outside of your Walmart. Oh, no. Now they have a commercial on the TV in which these little angelic faces grin at you and beckon, "Buy our cookies! Buy our cookies!" It's hypnotic, and their cutesy smiles are merely covers for their diabolical smirks. Third, the fat content. The fat content is unbelievable. You have to work to accomplish that much fat in a little cookie. Obviously, they want us dead. Fourth, the little cherubs wear vests. Vests! Who wears vests? People seeking world domination, that's who. Fifth, have you even seen the prices? The vests are green, like the color of money. You do the math. Coincidence? I think not. It's the same old story. Gigantic corporations entice the youth to sell overpriced, high-demand, outlandishly delectable and addictive cookies to a desperate public. Oh yeah, Girl Scouts are about friendship and citizenship and camping trips and girl power. Not at all about hawking wares that promise to both drive consumers to the poorhouse and kill them dead. This cookie-selling cover, I'm just not buying it. Okay, actually, I am. Just yesterday, a craving hit. I was talking to Ernest, the payroll mastermind at work, and I was distracted from the task at hand by the sunny yellow box on his desk. The box bore the images of happy girls smiling beneath the happy words, reduced fat, and lemon coolers. I knew a guy who sold them, so I sought to get my own box ASAP. That guy was actually Mary, who is not a guy, but it just sounds better to say I knew a guy than I knew a woman, so just go with it. Mary was not only capable of getting me the goods, she just happened to have some with her. Mary's a pusher, no doubt. She took me out back to her minivan and opened the trunk. Pretty shifty, if you ask me. I coughed up my $3. As I drove home, I inhaled the box of cookies, only coming up for air when absolutely necessary. At a stoplight, I glanced at the side of the box to examine the nutrition label and applaud my temperate purchase of reduced fat cookies. And by nutrition label, I mean malnutrition label. Clearly, these cookies were reduced fat in comparison to, a bucket of Crisco. As a direct result, I call you to action, citizens of America and hapless consumers of these addictive cookies. This madness must end. These girls must be stopped. Call and write your local congressman and demand that these vile merchants of fatty goodness are banned. Them and their cookies away. Out. Away. Them and their cookies. Their cookies. Wait, maybe just them? But what power do they wield without the cookies? And how will I get the cookies without them? Actually, you know what? Let's just hold off on the phone calls to the congressman and the letter-writing campaign. If $3 a pop and through-the-roof blood sugar is the price you have to pay for the joy of eating an entire sleeve of Thin Mints in just one sitting because you know all too soon they will be out of reach for the year, well, do you take checks? Made out to Girl Scouts of America, right?